Freedom Democratic Party is not seated. Now, I question America. Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we have to sleep with our telephones off of the hook because our lives be threatened daily because we want to live as decent human beings in America, in America, in America, in America, in America.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course E Color. Sitting here with my brothers. What's up?
What's good?
Another day, another dollar.
Right, less than a dollar.
You getting a whole dollar, nigga? Damn.
Well, you know, my tax bracket's higher.
No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, I believe that we're a type of show. I don't think that we have the gravitas to cover this. So we're going to cover sort of this, but the peripheral issues around it. And I have like three different topics that I would like to discuss involving the shooting of one Michael Brown, reminiscent so much of Trayvon or any other thing in the news reminiscent of Oscar Grant. Reminiscent of the brother in New York who's got choked down. African-American men, it is open season. You know what I mean? Bugs Bunny style, wabbit season on niggas. You can believe that.
Always been open season, B. It's never closed season.
Okay, that's real. That's real. Your boy Gilbert Arenas called Reverend Al Sharpton a coon and compare him to a thot.
That hole over there.
So that was the first thing I thought about. I was like, before I even get the coon, what's a thought? I got in my old man shoes on. I'm like, what's a thought?
That hole over there.
So we figured out what thought means.
You had an eerie moment.
Yeah,
you didn't know what that was.
Moment. I didn't know what it was. Real talk.
he didn't know what the hell. What was our boy name?
Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka Flame was.
All that Swaggy P, that too. But I didn't know what a thought was.
Okay. So I'm catching up to Eagry. So I had to first look up the definition of thought. But what we're getting down to is you got your boy Gilbert Arenas, you know what I'm saying, calling Sharpton a coon. Now, I know African Americans, a lot of us want to get on Sharpton for running down to Ferguson. Number one, the family asked him to come down. But more importantly, I'm saying this from a standpoint of generations. Who else is going to go down there, particularly from the current generation, young guys, or even, let's say, a little older, Gilbert Arenas? You know, okay, you want to call Sharpton the coon, number one, what you doing, and number two, Swervin and G, who is going to represent, who's representing the new generation? Because there's the vacuum is still out there as far as African-American leadership is concerned. Now, we have local leaders in Ferguson who doing their thing. Salute to them. But I'm talking about international big stage niggas.
Who's going to be?
Oh, okay. I mean, so we want to call Sharpton a coon?
Well, yeah. I look at it this way, B. That old model is broken.
Okay.
It's done.
All right. Okay. He didn't say that. He called him a coon.
Right.
And what I'm saying is
Sean Combs coons. You know? So let's get past what he's calling. Let's talk about the issue.
That's real. Okay. I grant you that. Okay.
The issue is that Al Sharpton he is an ambulance chaser. I've said it on the show. He chases ambulance.
Okay.
He runs around,
but,
and I don't care if the family calls him, B.
But Swervin.
The family of
who?
Trayvon Martin, whoever.
So Sean you Bell. Give me an answer. Minus the civil rights generation leaders who will at least show up on the scene. Okay.
Nobody, because not even Nelly
because
is gonna do it.
Exactly. Thank you for getting right to that point. Your
right,
man
yeah.
right there, Nelly. Oh, he's in business with Jordan. He gotta keep his mouth shut now. Okay. The other commerce kings, Wayne, Drake, that young man listened to, I'll bet you religiously, aren't there.
But B, why are you mad? Like
I'm not mad. It's not about being
is,
mad.
Do you expect these cats to do any of that?
Me, yep.
Then you're sadly mistaken. When do they ever talk about issues in the black community?
Check it out, son. If you're going to sit up there, and I'm just using Gilbert Arenas as an example of these new niggas, okay? These millionaire niggas who want to get all new niggerish once they get money. You know what I mean? The example of these niggas, I'm saying, okay, you want to call Sharpton a coon, okay? What you doing or what kind of replacement? What names? At least Gilbert, he could have at least thrown out some names.
Leaders Gilbert got made, enough money. They're born.
Gilbert could have got enough money. He could have said, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna just pay for the funeral."
No, I mean, Gilbert ain't doing
none
of that.
Oh, okay. I'm not mad. I just beg the question. It's all right if you want to call the civil rights leadership from that generation coons. Okay, you want to do that?
Nah.
Hey, please. All right. Okay. I'm just saying, what you putting in place? Because Gilbert, you look like a coon.
And yeah, but you're playing a lot of fire, though, B. But what is anybody doing? I mean, I'm saying there's local, but did I really do anything? No,
no, but there's local leaders who in there that are nameless, faceless local leaders who are doing what they got to do.
Exactly. Okay? And that's the newness. That's the new shit. I'm not even talking about the fake ass new Black Panthers who was talking about what they was going to do to George Zimmerman. But George Zimmerman's running around free. Like what? You know what I'm saying? It's not like before when people got together and marched and actually, you know, cause change through not spending dollars. You cannot make people not spend dollars these days. So anybody that's popping off and all that, whether it's Gilbert Arenas with his gun carrying himself in the locker room or Wayne or anybody else, it's totally different than the old Negro spirituals you're talking about.
I understand that. And what I'm looking for is simple things. I'm not looking for Gilbert and them niggas to change the world, but what I'm looking for is for Gilbert to be sort of as an issue as important as this. I'm looking for Gilbert to be on this. Sharpton a coon, and you be a little bit more comprehensive and to name or to name an organization or to name, or you know what I'm saying? Be not just another name caller.
Well, that sounds good, but everybody is not the Hip Hop Digest show, B.
All right.
And when this stuff is happening over and over and over again, B, there's going to be emotions and people, of course, with Twitter and Facebook and every other social format, they're just going to jump out there and maybe say some stuff they don't even mean.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't give a fuck about them sideline niggas. I'm talking about a motherfucker like Gilbert Arenas. And quite conversely, these other niggas is silent. But we'll get to that. Anyway, the bullet number two topic, I'm going to get into that. It's Captain Ron Johnson of the Highway Patrol. He grew up in Ferguson, Missouri. So, of course, while the cops is wilding with riot gear and shit and invoking, you know, just, you know, invoking niggas to violence, they bring in a new nigga. They bring in a nigga. Kurt G, what's your thoughts of this new nigga that they bring in there? He's down there. He's hugging motherfuckers. He's walking amongst the crowd. There's no violence. Actually, it turned into a big ass party once he got in.
My thoughts on it really is like, okay, they brought him in, but he's just a face. They try to bring somebody in to try to calm down the natives, so to say.
Get a nigga in there.
Yeah, get somebody in there black, because they didn't want to bring, I guess, Sharpton or somebody in there, because everybody would have saw right through that.
Right,
so
no
let's
doubt.
Bring in somebody that's actually from here, which was a good move on their part.
No
but
doubt.
Like I always say on this type of shit, B, niggas always tear up their own shit.
They do.
They start rioting and tear up their own fucking neighborhood. Now you gotta go twice as far to the store because you just tore the shit up that's in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they'll be?
Fucked up everything that was close to you.
Okay, go ahead, Swervin.
I know I'm coming off of a totally different angle today because this is personal to me. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So I don't think it has anything to do with that black Ron Johnson, whoever he is. What it has to do with was they backed off those tanks, backed off all that military shit, B. If they wouldn't have done all that in the first place, there probably wouldn't have been all that rioting and looting. Just let people have a peace.
I grant you that, and that's what I said, but like Herg said, see, they, you know, when white folk, and like I said, this is the white folk power structure, they didn't really know what to do. They looked at their state police, get a nigga down there to calm this shit down.
Well, let me be controversial again.
Okay.
I read that it's 75% black there.
It is.
Why is there a white mayor and a white chief of police?
Oh, you don't even, you know what? Unfortunately, we won't get into that because okay. that gets into that shit that you don't really want to get into, my nigga. And that's talking about registering motherfuckers to vote. That's talking about taking interest in your community, my nigga.
You don't vote in, they won't get in.
Exactly. With a town with that many African Americans in it, can vote all them whiteys out of there. But you know what? They don't do it.
Well, what we don't want to do, what we don't want to talk about is the president, because you know you and I will get into it and the rest of the show will be over.
Exactly. So we're going to leave Obama off of that. Third bullet topic on this situation is, well, I was just talking about niggas of the generation not saying nothing. This is the only paid cat of the generation to at least say something. J. Cole, he made a record called Be Free. Michael Brown tribute. I can't say I think too much of the record, but that's beside the point. Even J. Cole came out on his Twitter with the following caption, "Stop fucking killing us." I'm going to give a big shout out to J. Cole because in this generation of commodity kings, keep your motherfucking mouth shut, boy. You're making too much money to talk. He at least said something.
But what is that going to do? Because like I said, we popping off. We talking.
Hold up. I know you just didn't say that, son.
I said, what? Yeah, I did. What's it going to do? What is talking going to do? What is J. Cole saying that on Twitter?
At least he took a statement. At least he took a stand and a statement. You saying that same? You trying to hang that same shit that you hanging on Gilbert Arenas?
You are, not me.
No, that's the way I thought you was coming off, son. I apologize if you were coming off on a different slant. But
nope, I'm just saying. What is talking from anybody going to do?
These
young folks.
If he, look, don't you think it would mean the world if their biggest commodity kings at least voiced support?
But B, they didn't when Trayvon got killed. They didn't when Sean Bell got killed. They didn't when Oscar Grant got killed. So, I mean, why do you expect that, B?
I said it would mean the world. Okay? At least J. Cole did it. In this day and age, I'm going to give niggas credit for at least doing it.
Okay, but you're going to give J. Cole credit, but Gilbert Arenas. See, I'm not giving either one of them credit.
Gilbert Arenas is a clown as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I just wanted to be on the record.
Oh, okay, no doubt.
That you got a separation there when they both don't mean nothing to me saying something on Twitter.
Okay, indeed.
Get out there and be seen doing something in the community.
Well, see, now we can both agree that's a higher level. How much would it mean if your boy Drake showed up down there?
He's never going to do that.
Oh, he know, but I'm saying, but would it, Kerji, would it mean something if Drake showed up?
It'd mean a little something.
You don't think it would mean a lot to this current generation?
It would get more people on Twitter talking about the shit. That's about it. Writing shit down, getting their whatever 140 characters in, but ain't nobody actually going to be actually in the community in Ferguson.
Okay,
trying to calm these Negroes down and telling them.
No,
and trying to explain
I'm talking about real shit. I'm talking about Drake handlers. Drake handlers say, and this is just a fantasy world. Drake handlers say, well, we're going to go down there. We're going to show up. But you know what? We're not going to just show up and sell shit because I'm a commodity king. We're going to show up and we're going to say, you know what? You come to see Drake and shit, you got to register to vote. Okay?
That would be wonderful.
I'm going to throw a free concert for registered voters. How many niggas going to be at the table registering to vote, my nigga?
A whole lot of young people are going to be up there registering to vote. But how many?
Because it's a free concert.
Because of the free concert, but how many of them are actually go vote?
Well, I'm saying you got to at least.
They might register, but how many of them are actually going to go vote?
At the high number of African-American, especially men who ain't even registered, you got to at least register them first. I'm talking about one step at a time. I'm not even talking about something hard. We're going to throw up a free-ass, two-second, one-hour concert, Drake singing all that, the motto shit, and all that other shit he's singing about. And the only way you're going to get in there is to fucking register to vote. It's free. Men, African-American women, men, but white folk, whoever. Registration, voter registration, free concert, Drake. If I'm that nigga's handler, I'm like, yo, we can get a lot of mileage out of this right here, son. We a commodity king. Can't hurt us.
Well, guess we will see. Now that you put it out there, we'll see
Slim
what
Williams
rapper will
and
grab
them,
onto that.
Slim Williams and them is doing the same shit they always do. Get back on that goddamn porch, boy. The last bullet topic on this is a police officer who shot the unarmed teenager was a Michael Brown was identified as a gentleman by the name of Darren Wilson. He's a 6-year veteran of the Ferguson Police Department. and he has no prior disciplinary record. And a whole bunch of other stuff is coming out as of recording night about what he was involved in. Strong arm robbery, stealing a box of Swishers. Okay, apparently he was a weed head. You know, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, they follow on the script.
Right, they're going to assassinate his character. There's no question about that. The same way they did Trayvon. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, that's... I'm just saying that's the best that we're going to cover this topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I
it
feel
took
like
them 5 days to come up with that. Are you kidding me?
They had to find somebody. They had to find somebody in the hood that knew him, that probably didn't like him that much, and said, "Yeah, that nigga smoke all the time."
Damn, yo, wow. So
we all got dirt under that carpet somewhere.
No doubt.
Believe it.
So you know, Hip Hop Digest. You know, salute. You know, Michael Brown, rest in paradise, my young brother. I'm sorry that it had to be you. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Nas is set to perform Illmatic in its entirety after every screening. So they're doing a screening in, I think, about like almost a dozen cities. I think it's like 8 to 10 cities. He's going to show the Nas documentary, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he's going to perform it in its entirety. Now, Nas ain't lazy, okay? He must have a big vested interest in the documentary. I'm sure it's very good. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest records in hip-hop history. Not only are you going to go see it, and B, I got to see if I'm off, because I want to go see it. Of course, I want to see Nas, of course, perform the entire Illmatic. That has got to be incredible.
Right.
And you know, what's a little funny to me right now is that I just heard a record with your boy... Eager, your boy Rocco.
Oh, God.
Featuring Nasir Jones.
Oh, wow. Yo.
I said, wow. Look, you just said Nas ain't lazy, but God damn.
But look, let me tell you something, B. Man. The thing about Nas, yo. I mean, he...
Are you going to give him an excuse for this?
Nah, because Nas is... He's a sinner. He's a saint, but he's also a sinner, too. You know what I mean?
You can hate me now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rocco, that's... Get anywhere near track with this nigga. Now, you know, how long ago was this record was recorded? I know it's out new.
I understand that.
He could have did that shit 2 years ago.
Oh, so we're getting excuses for him now.
Still shouldn't have.
So now we're making excuses for it. For one of our own.
He's a sinner. What can I say,
man? He don't get
man?
No pass on that.
He don't get no pass because if I'd have said the corporate, you'd be like, what do you expect? So,
exactly.
Come on,
oh,
B.
Shit.
No excuses, son.
No passes will be handed out on that.
Okay,
B.
Nas, you fucked up. I said it. He fucked up.
And every
up.
Time I hear the name Rocco, I think of the general at 66 Raw. He's hot in the streets.
Who's probably out of a job right now.
He was a cool dude, but we didn't blend musically. But anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. So, shout out to Nas, but damn, I'm... You're taking hits right now, my nigga.
You're taking hits, and I just fucked up your whole topic by saying that shit. But it just made me think of, like, damn, he's doing, on one hand, he's doing something great. But on the other hand, I'm like, wow, did he just do that?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. You're right, B. You're right. You guys are holding me accountable. I appreciate that, yo. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Macklemore said there's a ton of pressure on his next album, which will be his sophomore album. The duo plans to return to the studio in September. Macklemore added, there's a ton of pressure. You know, we're in the stages of working on the new album. And Ryan's got a lot of beats. I got a lot of writing done, you know, but he's feeling the pressure. You know, the heist, they never thought the heist would blow up themselves.
Of course not.
And now that it did, these niggas is sweating a little bit, and they're admitting it. It's a lot of pressure. We're sweating the next project.
I never understood that type of shit. Why? What kind of pressure is there?
The pressure, sales.
Right. There's the only pressure you putting on yourself to try to maintain that type of sale level.
Oh, and nigga, because niggas is gonna be doing this. Damn. There's your one hit. There's your one hit.
They had a whole album. So they had a whole past album. The one hit wonders.
Well, no, they had a whole album that sold a lot of records, but damn, Vanilla sold a lot of records, and he's only really known for Ice Ice Baby, but he sold a lot of records. But that being said, the obvious comparisons to Vanilla will come very quickly. You know what I'm saying?
But Bulgarian Black's going to get you for that one.
But
I understand that. I'm just talking about the visual comparison.
Oh, okay. Right.
My point was that I never understood the pressure that niggas put on themselves to try to maintain the level of their last album. Nigga. If you just go in and do what you do, why are you? What pressure is there?
Because Macklemore, because Macklemore might fuck around and put out some real hip hop shit.
But
right,
and the FM station is like, until we see that Iggy Azalea combo change up, nigga, I can't hear you. Don't come in here with this cutting and scratching.
Herein lies the problem with this commercial hip hop. Because you're trying to maintain a sale level instead of trying to maintain a quality level.
There you go. So
that's the pressure.
Yeah, that's your boy Macklemore right there.
Because we know he can rhyme if he want to, right?
Well, like we already said, being like we already examined Macklemore, are they capable?
Yes.
Probably more of a lot capable than a lot of commercial niggas who's on top of the charts. No question about that. But will they? Somehow I find that the commercial duos and the key guest appearances will find their way to the project.
Oh, well. I mean, I don't think it matters to me anyway, unless he just absolutely puts out a pure hip hop album, then I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really pumping on Macklemore like that, but I just find it odd for a cat who's got a built-in audience, who's on that Lady Gaga type circuit, you know, to really be worrying about shit. Nigga, just put it out, nigga. Don't worry, you gonna sell
Beastie Boy records and just do it.
Man, nigga, and then to watch the commercial people say, I can't play this shit. The niggas up at Clear Channel, I can't clear it.
So basically, they're worried about bad reviews.
They're worried about bad reviews. They're worried about sales. They're worried about public perception. You know what I'm saying?
All that shit ain't got goddamn thing to do with making music. None of it. Not a damn thing.
Oh, shit. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rapper Beanie Siegel released from federal prison. Woohoo! As a big Siegel fan, I, for one, and this isn't my comments, but I agree 100% that he has the most wasted talent in the history of hip hop. B. Siegel.
Yep. Because he is absolutely what? A jail nigga.
Oh, he's a jail nigga. The more, and some people would argue would come in, oh, nah, DMX. But nah, I think Beans, the most wasted talent, the most wasted opportunities, because he is, you know, real talk, he's a jail nigga.
Yep.
Now, can Siegel return? He could. But there's only two scripts to follow. The latter, Nasir Jones, and the current, Common. If you come with an album, as Kurt G says, not worrying about sales, not worrying about chart position, staying true to yourself and doing you, Siegel will, he may not have an album that sells, but ain't nobody gonna say Siegel didn't come out of prison and do the damn thing. And that's gonna mean more to him in the long run than any type of pesos that he think he might get by trying to do a Nicki Minaj combo deal.
Well, what? I don't put nothing past nobody.
Not when they starving.
After Jada Kiss doing that trap record, I hope to God that Beanie doesn't do that.
It's funny, we talk about that shit, boy. That Jada, it was a whole mixtape with Jada on trap and shit.
Right.
Boy, you talk about,
whew. I haven't heard, see that, Beanie.
Yeah, no doubt. So, no doubt. So, yo, shout out to Beanie Siegel. I'm a big Siegel fan. Now, I got to ask G a question. Can Siegel get run at the end of the show? Because he doesn't have platinum records.
Siegel is going to have to come with it, though.
But I'm talking about at the end of this show. Could Siegel possibly get run?
Siegel could get some run.
Okay,
I'm gonna get some run, but he's gonna have to come with it though, B.
Just generally,
yeah, he's gonna have to come with it, B. Because I'm putting the clock on him, B.
Whoa,
because I know he's gonna have a trap record in his future.
Shelf life.
Not the shelf life. In fact, he's gonna have a trap record in his future.
Trap record, DJ Mustard, Ratchet, something
in his future with Future on it, maybe.
Oh my God, that would
MRE meals ready to eat.
Yeah, damn right, nigga.
That would be horrendous.
Sandy desert.
That would be horrendous. So hopefully we can get a Siegel record at the end of the show. I don't know. Kurt G's in charge of that.
Like you said it, B. When you starving, niggas is gonna be out here trying to do whatever to get that.
I know it. And Siegel starving. So one thing before we get out of the Seagull Star, I hope he just stays away from Hov topics. Just clear out from that, yo. I hope he does.
Yeah, hopefully he ain't been sitting up in there thinking about that nigga while he's watching him blow up even bigger than he was when he went in.
No doubt. Indeed. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Fitty is proving that he wants a spot in the law firm. We on the Hip Hop Digest have a fictitional law firm, Carter, Coombs, and Young. Well, your boy going to add his name into there, Jackson.
Oh, that ain't going to work.
Ain't going to work.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to work. Well, hold up.
They're going to have a hit squad waiting for that nigga.
Hold up. Hold up. Let me put out some recent transactions and business deals that prove that 50 is a little bit more adept at businessman than you thought. First, your boy Intel. Not Intel, small company, Intel themselves got together with your boy Curtis Jackson, partnering on a new line of headphones designed for the, what did they call that shit? The electronics, blah, 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 blah. Designed for the Beats audio and high-end crowd. But it's a performance headphone, something about measuring your heartbeat and your cardiovascular workout situation. Jackson's electronics company is SMS Audio. I'm not saying it hasn't been done, but Intel.
I'm saying finished. Ain't nobody giving. What the fuck is most of these people doing with these beats anyway? Sitting on their ass listening to music.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that shit. But anyway, it's called. Intel said that shit is called BioSports in-ear headphones and will cost less than $150, popular with both casual workouts, enthusiasts, and professional athletes. So you got your boy, he's partnering with Intel. Now, Intel, this ain't a small company, my nigga.
This is
NASDAQ shit, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, I think he's lobbying to get in the law firm.
But who's their market? Who are they marketing to?
It said casual workout and enthusiasts and professional athletes.
Okay.
So well, anywhere from we'll the see. Weekend jogger all the way up to a professional athlete, LeBron and them niggas.
Okay, so white people and rich black people.
Probably. But at less than $150, they cost less than Dre's, and there's plenty of niggas in the hood wearing them shits.
And niggas in the hood going to look at them shits like, they only $150.
Well, you might have a point there, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody was wearing them Starberries.
So,
or whatever them joints was called.
Oh, B, come on. That's a whole different game right there, son.
He's saying
the niggas might look at him like they cheap.
That's what I'm saying. That's the game. Even though they probably have all kind of shit more than Beats, they only $100.
So my boy JC said sometimes kids show up in school with a pair of $250, $300 Jordans on, but walk right past the bodega and won't pick up a pencil for 50 cents.
There you go.
So. Herein lies the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Looks before books.
Wow, that's what's up. No doubt. And so 50 Cent's power draws the highest concentration of African-American viewers on premium cable since The Wire. That's big ratings.
I didn't see an episode, B. It was a pretty good show from what I saw.
So while we're talking about the law firm, I'm talking about Fitty is getting real. And they just read up for a second season.
He pulled out.
I don't know anything about the current news about him pulling out.
Yeah, I just read that he pulled okay. out. So now it's in shambles right now.
Okay. Well, I think he'll come back in once they get the money tight. It's probably just amount of money. Soon as Star said, okay, look, here's another couple million. All right, we'll just get back on board. Because they're not going to turn down those ratings.
And everybody ain't Dave Chappelle either. So they put the right number in his face. He's in there.
Oh, of course. No doubt. So I don't know. So right now, what you guys are saying, the law firm of Carter, Coombs, and Young, he can't get in.
Nah.
That name Jackson might keep him out.
Yeah.
He's going to be like Coombs, Crumb.
Carter, Mr. Coombs, Crumb. Young, and Jackson. I don't know, B.
He can't get in, B.
Word.
Nah, he's not.
Nah,
okay.
He got to start his own
firm.
He
got to get his own shit.
Okay, G, I'm just going to tell you, this is just our Hip Hop Digest law firm. Why can't he get in?
Why can't he get in? Because his personality doesn't mesh well with the other. He doesn't know how to play well with others.
Really?
Exactly.
So you think Carter, Coombs, and Young play well together with others? Really?
They play the game. They know how to play the game.
And 50's not playing the game?
He played Jaycion, but he don't play the real game.
He don't know how to play the game.
No, I'm talking about...
His personality is such a... He's got more of a hostile takeover type of personality than he does trying to mesh with people.
But this is what I'm saying. You're trying to tell me that the corporate rapper has a congenial personality?
Apparently.
Yo, he's
so,
the biggest fuck nigga out there. So,
yeah, but he plays the game. You don't think Bill Gates is one of them? You don't think
Young is playing well with others? You get on his label, you'll never put records out.
Listen, B, there's always that one dude in the room where people are like, yo, I just don't like that nigga.
And that's
him.
That's Fitty.
So what you guys are saying on the Hip Hop Digest law firm of Carter, Coombs, and Young.
People like them, generally like them, B.
But people generally don't like.
I just don't like Curtis. That nigga.
Nobody like B. 50 did it to himself.
I'm not saying that he didn't earn his reputation.
That nigga put the revolver to his head and pulled the trigger.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve his reputation, but what I'm saying is, to me, what makes those guys in the law firm is that they are adept businessmen. And 50 is proving with current deals and television shows, he's just adept, maybe even more than some of them niggas on the list.
B, listen to yourself, man. What did you drink today? Wait a minute.
I think that you guys are putting your personal dislike towards 50.
I'm not putting a personal dislike. I have nothing against 50. I really don't give a shit.
Okay.
Right. Just stop for a second.
I'm putting in common sense on this.
Okay.
Right.
If we got a business, it's us. We're talking about a fictional Hip Hop Digest law firm.
This is very fictitious.
I'm being quiet.
Right. Listen. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I'm listening.
All right. You got a business. And you're saying that this is a law firm. So to have a business together, not saying that you all automatically have to be kumbaya with each other, but you have to be able to coexist. Who is coexisting with 50 the way that he acts? The type of person that he is that'll put your business out there in a half a second just to try to get an advantage on you.
B, can I raise my hand? We're not talking about a real law firm, B. This is a fictional Hip Hop Digest collection of paid rappers are proven to be adept businessmen. That's the only qualification for these niggas to be in the fictional Hip Hop Digest law firm. Carter, the corporate rapper, obviously his reputation. Coombs, you know what he's doing. Young, quote unquote, the billionaire. Not really the billionaire, but the billionaire. Strictly on one headphone fucking company. It's not like he was doing a lot of shit prior to that.
B, he made a lot of damn bread.
Okay, no question. I'm not saying he didn't. So to me, 50 is just like those niggas. And to me, more adept than at least, I believe, two of them niggas on that list.
We've heard your case, sir.
Yes, B, but you're trying to put him in the law firm with niggas that already don't like him that much.
B, but it's not about those niggas. It's just us. This is just fictional towards us. I think you guys are transplanting him into an actual, would 50 get along with Dr. Dre and Jay-Z? Of course not. None of them niggas really get along with each other.
But check this out, though. Who has beefed with, and I know you're saying Hip Hop Digest Law Firm.
That's it.
We trying to keep the firm
real. We trying to keep the firm at least sounding like it really could happen.
Okay.
This really could happen.
With them three, I tell you what, the three niggas who in there, I guarantee you don't really fuck with each other like that.
But they can stand in a room together and actually do business together.
I know what you're saying. I still think there's some transference going on, but I understand your point.
I think they could actually do business because they've actually done it before.
So
I can see that happening.
That's what's up.
And Mr. Jackson has beefed with Mr. Coombs. He's beefed semi with Mr. Young. And he's even talked about Mr. The other dude, Carter's wife and himself.
Talked about corporate so much, trying to draw him out of his shell.
Right. Yeah,
so
no
he,
doubt.
So that's why we're saying, I understand you're saying the only thing that gets you in is your business acumen. Should be able to get you into this law firm. But me and E. Color is saying that it's a little bit more than that.
Okay.
You got to be able to at least coexist in the same room.
No doubt. I actually wonder what the Hip Hop Digest listeners will think about that. Before we get off and before we get out of here, just do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and pull up that Reebok fucking dual commercial with 50 and the corporate.
They
do a throwback, my nigga. Yeah, they did a commercial together. So, you know, that's what's good. So
this nigga lobbying to the end.
I'm just saying.
He's trying to get him in there.
Apparently, I'm not succeeding.
No, not with us.
So, anyway, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yes, I do.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
I'm going to take care of business from last week first.
All right.
Last week. And this is, I'm saying last week. albums of the week was Haslow and Castle, Live Like You're Dead, and The Dilated Peoples, Directors of Photography, and the instrumental album was The Jazz Jousters, Art Attack. You saw it up there.
Oh, that's
you saw
what's
it,
up.
But I just want to go ahead and give niggas their props. And for this week, that's this week, we got Epidemic and Tantu, The Solution. That's Epidemic and Tantu, The Solution, and Resolute, The Last Horizon, and Epidemic. The instrumental joint is Tut Piece, Cleopatra's Needle. Tut Piece, Cleopatra's Needle.
That's what's
sounds
up.
Sounds good.
That's what's up. E-Color, you got some leftovers?
Yeah, first I'm going to tell Kurt, salute. Three times, man. That them joints last week. Them
when they rocking, when they rocking, God damn, they was rocking. Let me tell. And before we, and I'm sorry. You know what? People don't realize. Some people don't realize the motto of the show. The Hip Hop Digest motto is: we talk about what's wrong, and we play what's right. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Go ahead,
yes,
go ahead.
Most niggas don't even get past the end of the show. Once they listen to the end of the show, they hit stop.
I'm just saying. Man.
They don't even hear the music at the end.
Hey, we talk about what's wrong, but we play what's right. I repeat. Anything else you got swerving?
No, absolutely. If people haven't gotten a chance to listen to the latest The Jam by Black Is Online, where they interviewed us, it was an awesome time for me, and I'm sure King Killer as well.
No doubt.
Get on there. Check their show out. Shouts out to everybody that hits us on Twitter. Appreciate it. We're humbled, and we're going to keep doing this.
As we always do each week. So we'll see you next week.
That's what's up.
Go on.
One.
Bitches. If you know the difference between what a queen and a bitch is, you'll always have riches. Yes, yes. And you and I are now a unit to get this. So anything that's not on your wish list is dismissed. I wanna get you wide open like a deep threat. Make it last forever like Keith Sweat. We both agree there's opportunities that we'll each get. But let's agree that jealousy's a place we'll never reach, bet.
Please, yes.
Please just continue to bless me with your presence. Impress me with your essence. And flex your effervescence, cause you sparkle like bubbly. So damn lovely. How much more lucky could a brother be than this discovery? Other duos ain't half as strong, won't last half as long. Maybe it's because they math is wrong. We solid as a rock like Ashford and Simpson. Found a brother's heart's password and you went in.
This love was built to last. I wanna tell the world about it.
Baby, put it on blast.
We let it marinate when we could've gone fast.
But this love was built to last.
See, we keep it going. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on. Yeah. Like the last two bars in my verse, I swear you're crucial. I'm positive that negative's blurred, you keep me neutral. So all my ladies show you respect, my dude salutes you. Cause pictures can get fuzzy when the funny wanna shoot you. But when you're in my flash, you quit to crack a smile. Feel like we're running laps, still go the extra mile. Living like a joyride when I crashed into you. Leaving parties, wrapping food up in the plastic for you. A past filled with you, I'm staying on this pathway with you. Just so I can spend my last day with you. They don't know about the half I would do. Staying true, if we ever get in trouble much. Skipping through no double dutch. We talk, sharing lessons with no chalk. Not mad, love is just the way I talk. Too hard not to keep you in my thoughts. Style chic from your kiss down to your locks on the clock for ya.
This love was built to last. I wanna tell the world about it.
Baby, put it on blast.
We let it marinate when we could've gone fast.
But this love was built to last. See, we keep it going. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
Keep it going too.
On and on and on.
We keep it going. On.
We keep it going.
On.
What up?
On.
We keep it going.
On.
hip hop began.
I like to hear beats, that's what I'm talking
about. Hip hop begun in the 1970s. Hip hop begun in the ghetto. Hip hop begun in the 1970s. Hip hop begun in the ghetto.
It goes 1, 2, 3. Shit was nostalgic, now they counting on me. It was created in a nation, will to build or destroy. From the breakers, the paint is sprayed up on the builders destroyed. Or whatever it takes to fill up this void. Whatever. To escape this narcotic holocaust and plague, our government are deployed. It was glass fillings with tubes and brash instruments choose. Just to clash into this hue with jazz, rhythm, and blues. Win or lose, the feeling soothes you as you selling in the space. Master the elements of bass like William Parker. Up in this contra, verses I write diverse the purpose of life. That's so perfect when heard is like it wasn't worth it for sight. I worship a late 80s bloomer. Crazy how the way the tunes are brightened up your day when hate consumes your shit, it ain't a rumor. My people understand the reasons and relate why build and destroy our freedom to create. When against all odds, letting my brothers and my sisters know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Man, this shit's our jobs. The words I color, it can hit your soul. And be the purest shit I ever spoke. The rest is history, son.
Ghetto kids didn't really have the money to learn how to play instruments or take singing lessons. They found a way regardless.
Because the spirit was still telling them to make singing. They just used whatever was around. Whether it be a turntable. Hip hop is an expression of people that ain't got it going on.
Freedom to create your heart feel.
Hip hop is a style. It's not just saying, yo, I do hip hop.
Yo, we showin' love to the crate fans. Microphones and bestowed against spray cans. Homies who crate cans, but this flow's the only escape plan. No, we don't shake hands with the foes who show me your snake fangs. Shit, we roll to the stage hands from exploding your fake plans. You sling a crack when I swing it back till they might be grim. Y'all ain't bridging the gap when I bring it back to the 90s then. You hold the chrome while I hold my own in this life we in. I'm the one that the mic depends on with loading this mighty pen. That's what the bees like. I put you in deeper sleep than the weed pipe. But 6 feet beneath the reach of the street lights. My peeps hype with 3 strikes away from reaching the beast type. The beast we recite and drop at least degrees for these sweet tight cats. You think my shit's weak, my fleet might clash. To make you dash like where police brights flash. The blast was deafening noise. Extracts a lesson I projected with voice. To craft the message, that's my method of choice. You said it's poised, but the guards higher. I cause riots when we cross fire. Alongside a lost colony of raw squires. The frogs die, your false liars get their jaws wired. Cut them corny rats, pop rims, nigga, your song's tired. I'm the apex, I lace text with latex. You think it's brutal, the way I stick it to you like safe sex. Without this hip hop shit, where would I be? It's my oxygen, yo, it's the air that I breathe, nigga. I live this shit.
Word up, son.
It's not just saying, yo, I do hip hop. You gotta live it.
Another celebration, my eyelids are wet. Thanks for the visitation. Arm aches, heart still pacing. All praise to the things that God gave, but my mind's still racing. Got a million ideas, no time to be wasted. Say to love life and be patient, but fuck that. Just give me my shot, you can keep your chaser. How about that? I'm not trying to be another little turtle in your race here, so roll another up, spark another flame, yeah, inhale another puff, and start another day. Sunset coffee and a beat that's on play. If you leave it up to me, I'll probably be here all day. What's changed? Not a lot and not a small talk. Make me wanna walk off. The only one to talk about the hardest all the sound. It's not the underground and I'm probably not it now. It's not the underground and I'm probably not it now.
Check it.
Yo, I told Red Man, if I smoke as much as you, I'll be a dead man. Shooting at the feds, copping meds, rocking headbands. Supermarket set it off and bounce. Troopers on the walkie-talkies, we already out. Spaceship suits and bricks, you too flat. My shit is too high, I could kiss the sky. Jump back and be off the map. My solar panel rap slip methods in the session. You niggas in the game like in congestion. Intercepting signals with the realest weapon. On this instrumental shit, we've been a blessing. You've been affected by the lethalist injection. Nigga, you get ejected. We be in clouds like Judy Jetson. Truly stepping this shit up to newer levels through the methods. You can meddle with rap medalists and act celibate. The truth is you ain't fucking up my heart.
On the brink and it's Southpaw Bandit. Nothing equals an advantage like the people where you're standing. And I'm lethal with the cannon, with the eagle eye scanning. Planning much on the surprise. Never rush what I provide, cause it's the substance of the wise.
If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for frightening. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for frightening. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for frightening. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for frontin'. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all.
Life is like a blank sheet, I tell you where the color. I portray myself, never represent another. There is none other in the spectrum that I'm from. Respect is number one, whatever lacks it comes undone. Imagine what's to come next in the grand scheme. I'm the face behind the cause, so I keep my hands clean. The mind behind the grind for the sick of vaccine. And type to flip a vast dream into getting mad cream.
If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. All right, I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all.
What's easy isn't an option. Don't believe me, keep watching. I produce only the purest to relieve you with toxins. Implemented by the sick and twisted game that we're locked in. Fatal responses before the cradle, able and conscious. Paid no attention to nonsense. Hold a weight on my content. Even traveling out of state like why wait for a sponsor. And now the world looks smaller in my wake as I prosper. Driven strictly by the tactics to divide and conquer.
If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. I'm right, I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. Frightened. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. Frightened. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out. Frightened. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. I'ma settle the score once and for all. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk.
If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk.
What? No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand. Up your name, blow the vitamins out your frame. A chain sticks out like spider veins. And calf muscles out, bash and stuffles. My staff will rush you, smash and cut you to bits. Fucking your chair, thumping the web, it's nothing. Niggas be bluffing with they sick raps. I spit caps into your six pack or your stomach. My cup running over with styles. Soon the copper over and wow, my soldiers is foul. Fold you with smile, blow you with wild. My whole profile, make sure these go wild. My handsome, prepare for the
niggas don't get along with us. Niggas scared to do songs with us, cause niggas lyrics ain't strong enough. And why you stay hating? We on tour with the PlayStation. And for these tricks they only get dick. We pay Nathan, they scraping and hurting the team. CBR, purple and green, rip shows and murk from the scene. In the fast car, knew y'all wouldn't last far. Expedition with the crash bar on the black celly. Be careful, like Sparkle and R. Kelly. I leave you dripping red jelly. Even before these rap nicknames, we used to dick dame. I'm talking super freaks like Rick James. I keep big heat under my seat, so don't sleep. Lock and loaded for them dirty niggas that creep. And what you telling is felon. Stop the ripping and yelling. Fuck the record you shipping, how much you selling? It ain't a game no more, son. Get the money and run. No more riding the bench, we rocking the win. Plotting the end, all the gossip.
It ain't a game no more, son. Get the money and run. No more rotting the bench. We rockin' the wind, flying the air, all the gossip. Straight hot shit, we rock shit. Your son, on to rock.
I got killers on your trail, hunting you down like Boba Fett. You don't even know it yet. Fuck who you go and get. My fleet, clean sweep, your mean streets. Cause when I break bread, my whole team eat. Don't make me call up the clip. Cause clips, we dump all of it. I seen niggas drop a smaller shit. Plastic clock, son, like the cop gun. Had to cop one. 15 shots to make your block run. Blaze for fun. Took time off to raise my son. Face it done. Won't stop until the race is won. Your days is done. Operation takeover from these fake soldiers. The main aim is to maintain.
I spray tones to shatter your face, bones, leave you ugly. Pump three into your V. It's in you flipping out of control. Got body and soul, your body and foe. When the shot of your low shells, body your cells, batted in hell. Excel bad for your help. Tell your man, I'll know we're killing with bare hands. Spoil your plan, steal your loyalist fan. Sever your glands, grab your advance. Hold stance when I'm holding my lands. Controlling the dance, Mr. Selector. Commence to rip this sector, waving my scepter. I'll wreck y'all, prepare for the worst. Prepare for a voice, prepare for being repaired by a nurse.
It ain't a game no more, son. Get the money and run. No more riding the bench, we rocking the wind. Plotting the end, all the gossip. Straight hot shit, we rock shit. Yo, son, launch a rocket.
It ain't a game no more, son. Get the money and run. No more.